listeners, and thanks again for being here today for another episode of the Canadian Space Society's podcast. I'm your host, Mahima Kapoor, and I'm very excited to be talking about yet another very interesting topic in space today and interviewing another Canadian in space who's doing some exciting work. But before we get into introducing him, I want to talk a little bit about a topic that often gets overlooked when we talk about space, and this is art. Now, you might think that space art is some abstract concept and it's not as important as the technical aspects of space. Engineering, business, policy, these are often topics that are given much more importance when we talk about space-related issues. But art and artist conceptualization is actually a very important aspect, which allows the public to engage with scientists. Often we rely a lot on artist conceptions on things like black holes. We've never seen a picture of a black hole before until this past year. So a lot of our information about what black holes might look like, what other Earth-like planets might look like, what other galaxies might look like, a lot of this information is extrapolated from information that is provided to artists. And this is actually very interesting to explore. So we're going to call on today on our show someone very interesting who is doing work in space art. So allow me to welcome Jay Modi.
He has a Bachelor of Engineering with Biosciences from McMaster University. He is also the founder of Starscape Creative, which is a company that is going to utilize visual arts as a medium to engage, inspire, and ignite curiosity about outer space and its benefits. So Jay, welcome to the CSS podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mahima. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well. Just, this whole interesting times right now. So staying home, staying with family, and just working from home.
Yeah, definitely. It's weird times, but that's one of the great things about podcasting and having virtual conversations now is that it seems to be becoming more the norm. And I think more and more people are engaging in podcasts and e-learning. So I think it's a great time for us to connect and be in this space as well.
For sure. I think it's a really great time to just catch up, reflect, and really just, collect yourself and your thoughts. So it's a good time. It's a good time in despite what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks so much for being on our podcast today. Basically, what we're trying to achieve with this podcast is to try to reach out to Canadians in space and increase advocacy in this area. So we're interviewing different people who are doing something interesting related to space. So we wanted to talk to you and get to know you a little bit better and feature you on our podcast. So I'm going to get started with a series of questions that I have for you, and hopefully you'll find them insightful and interesting as well. So let's just get started. So I want to know from you, and hopefully our listeners will also be, creative. They might be young people who are interested in getting into STEM. So hopefully you'll be somewhat of a leader who can help them out and give them some maybe career direction if they're interested in breaking out into the space sector in Canada. So the first question I have for you is, how did you first get interested in space?
Yeah, so I think it was a bunch of things. And I think it was my just general curiosity and wonder for the sciences and just, the technologies and stuff that was like just coming about. And then space was just one thing that really ignited my curiosity and kept me asking questions and stuff. So I believe like back in 2005 or 2006, and that was my earliest memory. I always loved stargazing and just really just staring up into the night sky and just in wonder of its vastness. And it was just really captivating. And just, I always thought to myself about some alien life, similarly gazing up at the night sky as well, and some alien planet, that's probably wondering the same thing. What I remember, I think, one of my first science projects back in grade five, we needed to like present a research on a specific topic, a science topic or a mission or something like that, like climate change or whatever. So I had chosen probes and just Voyagers and the Voyager 1 and 2 mission, to explore the solar system. And I remember we still had the dial-up internet at home, and you know, the project was like sort of like a research project. You know, you come and you know, learn about Voyager 1 and 2 and about probes, and then present it in front of the class. So I told my dad the topic, and he had loaded up the page and on probes about an hour before I got home from school. So it was interesting because I got home and like the page was like slowly like, you know, loading up on the dial of internet. And then I just like read up on the probe, and just, it was like a fascinating thing. And then so to really think about like just the human, a human made object that's past the solar system, was just crazy to me, just to like, just kind of wrap your head around it. And then so ever since then, I tried to incorporate space related projects in my classes. You know, especially in art projects or art subjects, that would have like, you know, going into high school. And I remember drawing like astronauts or stuff like that, or making animations of like spaceships leaving Earth, and like, you know, just kind of incorporating whatever the class, lesson was, and just having a space twist to it. So that's where my space interest came. It's always been a part of me. And I realized that I wanted to pursue it more and kind of spread that curiosity to everyone.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I find that especially with space research or any kind of space pages that you might follow, so much of it is intertwined with artist conceptions, because we actually can't see or photograph or any of it yet. So really, it's, you know, a theory or an idea that a scientist will put out, and so much of it is actually developed like by artists. So I find that really fascinating. And it just lends itself into, you know, more creativity and more imagining what, you know, other worlds might look like, or what a like a black hole might look like, or things like that. So that's super cool. So related to that, I want to ask you the next question, which is, what is Starscape Creative? What do you guys do? And what kind of prompted you to start this? And what are your goals for the future?
Yeah, for sure. So I started Starscape Creative as an events-focused initiative because I wanted to find a way to really communicate the benefits and the impact of the space industry to the wider public, especially the youth and the young professionals that are going to shape this industry and the general economy, the world economy in the future, and all the technologies that are going to develop in the next decade. And so I think that there should be a cool way, a unifying way to really communicate this and get everyone excited and curious about outer space and just excited for the future in general. And I believe that art and creative expression is a perfect medium to do this. And space art specifically has been a huge part in how the industry has progressed and how it has captivated the public's imagination in the past, and it still continues to do so. Specifically with, for example, artist illustrations when astronomers make new discoveries, for example, new exoplanets and their atmospheres, and you have artist illustrations that describe and that show the potential atmosphere of a planet. And so with these ways of expressing your inner passion and wonder for exploration, you can really resonate that with other people, and it really would touch on their heartstrings and get them excited. And then with that, you can convey what the industry is actually doing and all the different applications it has. And so what we are focusing on is hosting events and competitions that involve these artists and designers to get involved with this and create some sort of artwork based on their expertise to showcase to the wider public. And with that, we want to create a space where these artists can join in, the wider public can join in, and as well as the engineers and the professionals in the industry, all in one space. And have a platform now to really spark conversations and, you know, talk about their experiences and their perspective of what they think about the space industry is like and what it could be like. And so and basically exchange knowledge. And so our last project was called Project Moon. We partnered up with SEDS Canada with their Ascension 2020 conference. And what we did was the night before the conference started, we hosted an evening event where we invited the local Hamilton community, as well as the people that will be attending the actual conference. And then as well as the artists as well that contributed towards and towards the art that we displayed, the art gallery that displayed at the night. And so these artists contributed their work and showcased it, and now they were in the space and we had these professionals there. And so it was a really fun evening where people got to, you know, network and talk to each other, and, you know, share in on the dances and other performances like poetry. We also had short films that we showcased during the event. And then we had a keynote speech as well that explained some of the key facts about astronomy and, you know, how the discoveries get made. So this was a really cool eye-opening experience for people. And with this event, we also had an interactive art experience that Starscape designed, sort of like a Starscape original experience. And it was an augmented reality application for Apple iOS application. And it was a portal to another universe. For example, one of the universes was stepping onto the surface of the moon to see the Earth rise. So this was a great experience. I think people really enjoyed the evening. Not too much, you know, content or anything like that. It was just casual. But then also they were able to learn something when they left. So with these kind of events, we hope to really spark curiosity, partner up with other municipalities with their public art projects, and invite people from the local community to join in and learn more about the space industry and show their support. The message behind Starscape Created that we also want to communicate with the general public is don't forget to look up. I think this message is pretty powerful, and what I want is to really invoke some sort of emotion and get people to reflect on their lives and their experiences and look forward and be excited for the future. I think we get so caught up in our daily routines and our lives that we don't take the moment to stop and reflect and think about what we have accomplished up until now and where we can go. So, you know, when I stop and look up at the night sky, it makes me feel really small, and just the vastness of space and outer space is just crazy to me. So puts everything to perspective, and really creates this unification mindset. And I think if everyone were to do this, they would really start believing that we as humanity are one species, and we should start acting like those.
Absolutely. And I loved what you said about don't forget to look up. I think that that's probably going to be the title of this episode. I think it's a great takeaway from what you're trying to say. The next question that I want to ask you is there a space problem that you would love to solve, either using your creative means through Starscape Creative or just in general, mm-hmm. a space problem that you would love to see solved within your lifetime? And the reason I ask people this is because I often find myself thinking about this and what I would love to see solved. And for me, I think it's definitely to find alien life. I think that would be, or not necessarily alien life, but any life form, or at least an indication or a biomarker of something that might say that there could potentially be life outside this planet. So I don't know if you had the same one, but what's one problem that you would like to see solved?
It's actually very interesting you said that, because that is the thing that you know would fulfill my life, in, you know, just having indication of life on another planet, just knowing about that, I think would create such it'd be really interesting to see once, you know, how the governments or, you know, the organizations announce that, and then once people know, because I think the implications in terms of both cultural and religious and just basically how humanity really functions, it's going to have a huge impact, and it'll be interesting to see how we react to it. I personally think that we might not be ready for it, but you know, it's a discovery that, and it's a question that I think humanity and just humans, you know, since like thousands of years ago, I've been asking themselves as well. So having that question answered, proven that, you know, there is life on another planet would be, you know, absolutely crazy. And I think I'd be satisfied with my life after that. But to add on to that, I think the other thing that I would really like to see, and from an industry standpoint, change, is just the research and development in biotechnology and pharmaceuticals in space, and the huge potential that, you know, drug deliveries have, and, you know, just start the drug discovery and 3D bioprinting, stuff like that, are really interesting areas that I would really like to see some progress in.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds super cool. And I think that's something that everyone really would look forward to, see what happens on those frontiers in the space sector. So since this mm-hmm. podcast is about Canadians in space, I want to kind of tie it back to Canada. And I want to know if you see any challenges or barriers in the Canadian space industry. We know that there's lots of great stuff happening. What's an issue or barrier that still needs to be solved? What's kind of holding Canada back, if anything, at this point?
Yeah, for sure. So I think Canada is doing some really great things in the space industry, especially last year. It committed $2 billion over 24 years for lunar exploration initiatives and research, also with committing with the Canada Arm 3 to helping build the Lunar Gateway. And so I think we're at some really exciting times, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the industry develops within Canada over the next decade. In terms of challenges that I would see the Canadian industry that may face, just from the last 10 years, I just thought that we were pretty dormant in terms of leading initiatives towards exploration, especially with just the identity and outreach with how we are kind of communicating this space industry to the general population. And what I've noticed is people in my community and my friends and stuff, they actually, some of them didn't even know we had a space agency and weren't really connected with space in general. They thought space was super cool, but then that's where it ended. And so I feel like I think because Canada has grown so much from a multicultural point of view and has become a culture of its own, I think we need to have a shared identity of explorers of space, and develop other expertise and use the expertise from other industries that we're leaders in, for example, the mining industry. The technologies that are developing in that realm can easily apply towards exploring the moon and mining the moon, for example. The field of space medicine is another field that Canada is focusing on. So yeah, I look forward to working and contributing my efforts towards these goals, and hopefully making a difference and having some sort of impact.
It's interesting how space forms so much of national identity, or rather it can. So I think that would be really cool. Okay, so I think I want to kind of start to wrap up now, but I want to ask you a fun question to end with. What is your favorite space fact, if you have one, that you would like to share with our listeners?
This kind of ties in with, our message with Starscape Creative, you know, don't forget to look up. But my favorite space fact is, you know, stars, when you look at them, it's the light that you see is really in the past. It's taking time and years to kind of reach Earth, and like we're able to see it. So it's something that for me is just mind boggling, and it just still, like, I still can't wrap my head around. And, every time you look up, you're looking up into the past. So it's just, you know, it's just something crazy that I don't think I can ever like really understand properly.
Awesome. So thanks for sharing. And thanks for being here today, Jay. This was awesome. It was really great getting to know you and hearing about your initiative with Starscape Creative. And I hope that you'll, you know, continue to do some awesome things in space, and hopefully inspire a whole generation of, you know, young people looking into getting into space and how they can contribute to Canadian space in general. So thanks so much. I hope you had fun.
No, thank you so much, Mahima. I enjoyed our conversation. So look forward to hearing this podcast. And thank you again.
Awesome.
Stay safe.
Thanks.
There you have it, folks. That was Jay Modi of Starscape Creative. I hope you enjoyed listening to his experiences and his opinions about space and art and the intersection between the two. So stay safe, stay healthy, and stay positive, and don't forget to look up.